Hello, I'm Grant Gonaut, and this is the 10th episode of the Modcast, where we're going to discuss why it's easier to hate than love. And so please right now subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram, and check out our website and all audio platforms in the link in the description. So Beck is going to start things off.
Yeah, so the reason we're talking about this is because lately in the, you know, the climate of our nation, there's been so much division and hatred and malice towards people. And we could just see how sin is running rampant through our nation, and the enemy is, he's doing his work and trying to divide people, trying to separate people, and trying to kill love. And so we're going to talk about why it's easier to hate, but then also, how do we love in this culture where everyone is just getting on one another and tearing each other down, and as Christians, how we're called to do the exact opposite. And so we're going to start in John 15:13, and it says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." And so the simple answer to why hating is easier than loving is because loving involves sacrifice and choice. And so that's hard. The prime example of this is looking at Jesus on the cross, right? He didn't have to come down and save us or die for our sins. He didn't have to endure all that torture or that sacrifice, and yet he chose to do it. Even though it was hard and it hurt, he chose to do it, and he sacrificed for other people. And that involves, selflessness. Hate involves selfishness, because you're taking the easy way out. It's easy to hate. That's by our sin nature. That's what we want to do. But the hard thing to do is to radically love people the way Jesus would love someone, by laying your life down for them, by sacrificing for them, by choosing them. And that's hard. And that's why love is harder, because we don't want to do it naturally. So it takes a supernatural person and work. We need God's agape love to fill our hearts, and so that we can give it out to others. And so that's the short answer. Love is harder than hate, because love goes against our nature, our human nature, because we have to put ourselves second and see someone else as more important than ourselves.
Yeah. And so right there, talking about how love is a choice, in the garden we see the fall of man in Genesis chapter 3, and why it's so hard to love is because now men and women are now more exposed to the realities of their choice, mm-hmm. and they're more compelled to make the hateful decision rather than the loving decision. And like you were talking about how it takes a supernatural empowerment to be able to love. Mm-hmm. And that supernatural empowerment is the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, that enables us to love. And so one passage, there's so many that we could point to. So we're going to start in Romans 12, verse 9, which reads, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, and honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." And so there's a lot right there. That was Romans 12, verse 9 through 21. But right there, it's totally talking about the opposite of hatred. And as Christians, what it should look like, there's many parallels here. Bless those who persecute you. Which many a times whenever we are persecuted, what do we always want? Revenge. Mm-hmm. And there in verse 19 talks about how vengeance is mine, talking about the Lord. Vengeance is the Lord's. One day we know that the day of the Lord will come, talking about justice to come, talks about that in all of the prophets, when justice will be brought forth, because we see so much evil and hatred in our world today, and it's never normally combated with love. But as the Christian church, we are to combat those things with love, and we can only do so as spirit-filled men and women. And so, yeah, all throughout this passage, looking at one more of the verses in there, verse 18, if it is possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. So we are to seek peace among brothers and sisters in the church, because a lot of times we see division. Mm-hmm. As Christians, we're to be the bridge to help people love each other better.
Yeah, and I like that verse 17, repay no one evil for evil. And the last verse, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. And so the main message here is to the Christian listening, the world doesn't need more darkness. It doesn't need more hopelessness. It doesn't need more of the world. The world needs more of Jesus Christ and the hope that he gives and the light that he gives. And so every morning we get up, this is a great passage to read to remind ourselves. Don't feed into the hate. Don't take the easy way out and just give in to your human nature, the flesh, but fight and love. And that's how we fight our battles, and that's how we win people, is by loving. And so don't give up even though it's hard, because it is hard. And so that's the main message.
But yeah, so back talking about there in verse 17. So yeah, we see so much hate and evil in our world today. And the way to combat it as Christians is through being spirit-filled men and women, and talking about, you know, whenever we get up in the morning, a lot of times it's not on the forefront of our mind to love. We go out amongst people who are all, if they're not a child of God, compelled to hate. If we're not a child of God, we're going to be compelled to do the wrong thing rather than the right thing. And if we're not Christians that are suiting up in the armor of God each day, then we're going to be compelled to make those same decisions. But what does it talk about in John? About what will Jesus's disciples be known by? They'll be known by their love, not by hate. The world's known by their hate, and we also know that we're to be the salt and light in this world. And we can't be that if we're not loving. And the reason that love will be known by that is because it sets us apart holy for God, and it shows the world that, wow, I'm so compelled, you know, to do all of these things contrary. How are these people living in a manner where they always seem happy and always are giving? And whenever they give, they enjoy giving. They don't mind making sacrifices. Yeah. It's that supernatural grace that the Lord empowers us with to be able to do those things. So yeah, it's straightforward of the fall of man and how it was easy to fall under how to want to make hatred decisions, hateful decisions, but it's how we go about being spirit-filled men and women to be able to love. And so that's a brief outline of how to seek the Lord in prayer each morning, continue to study his scriptures, study the attributes of God and see his character. Because when you learn more about his character, you become more conformed into his image.
And God is love.
Yeah, and God is love, talks about in 1 John. And so yeah, that's wrapping it up. I pray that we go out and we act as spirit-filled men and women, being the love and the salt and light in this dark world. So yeah, that concludes the 10th episode of the Modcast. Thank you, and we'll see you next week. Peace.